The following letter was printed in the Liverpool Echo on the 26th of March. Implement a no-cuts budget. Those of us urging Liverpool's Labour Council to use its reserves and borrowing powers to implement a legal no-cuts budget don't fully understand the gravity of the situation we, as a city, have been put in by Tory cuts, writes Bernie Hunt, not enough in fund, Liverpool Echo, March 20th. In fact, it is precisely because we understand the gravity of the situation that we advocate such action. Bernie, on the other hand, cautions that the council's reserves can be used only in emergency situations, as if we are not currently in one. Yet, since Mayor Anderson's 2012 prediction that people will die due to his council's cuts, more than 60 homeless people have died in the city. If this is not an emergency, what is? And in any case, Bernie's claim that reserves can be used only in emergency situations is itself debatable. For example, in 2008 two Lewisham Socialist Party councillors proposed that general reserves be used to avoid cuts. The borough's chief financial officer accepted, without reference to the supposed need for an emergency situation, that the funds could in principle be used on a once-off basis to support service provision. Moreover, Liverpool Council documents state that controllable earmarked reserves can be used on a short-term temporary basis for other purposes, like avoiding current cuts, provided the funding is replaced in future years. Taken together, the above points suggest that Liverpool's council could use its general and controllable earmarked reserves, which total £51 million, to reverse its recent council tax hike and avoid the up to £21 million of cuts it reportedly plans to make by April 2020. The time bought could be used to launch a mass campaign to win the money back from central government. As for Bernie's question about what will happen if this strategy is adopted, the answer, in my opinion, is that it will force this weak Tory government to retreat. The alternative is the council's current approach of carrying out the Tories' dirty work. Over time, this is virtually guaranteed to completely destroy vital council services, as Sami Kalakesh, the council's former adult social care director, warned. Alex Smith, Liverpool.